The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant, good Tuesday morning, March 28, 2023. We're 7:01 Central Time here in Broadcast Central. Welcome to the Power Hour. Just want to let you know a couple of things. Always got to take care of housekeeping matters. Yeah. Flush twice. It's a long way to Washington. Yeah. We got some interesting news coming out of D.C. this morning. Should be interesting. Complete with ice cream. Oh, we'll hear what this moron did. For those of you who are into health, which we hope all of you are, we're doing our spring sale, and because of the fact that the allergy season is upon many of us, we have 15% off of allergy relief products such as quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oregano juice, Sinu Orega, Latero Flora probiotic, Living Streams multi-blend liquid probiotic, and OptiVita digestive enzymes. And, of course, our March special. Also, you can save 10% on the Allergies Blessed Water Kit. That's for those of you that like to do, nasal rinses and stuff. We have that. Probiotics and nasal rinses. Some people like to do them. Some people don't. Have a real hard time. You can use a neti pot or over-the-counter saline rinse, either or. And, of course, those of you who understand the fact that in your sinus cavities is where a lot of these germs fester, infection-causing bacteria, which a lot of people just say, hey, you know what, I just came from a very crowded store, and I'm concerned I'm going to go ahead and do a saline rinse and flush out my sinuses. Okay, do that. Bromelain, by the way, is an enzyme found in pineapples, and that's in a new product that we also carry called Virex. That's available at the Power Mall. It says all natural on the bottle. You take it for what it's worth. Most of it was created for the purposes of fighting the spike proteins in people that have been jabbed. And we'll get to that in a bit, too. But we got the 15% off these allergy relief products I just mentioned. And of course, any questions you have about our health products or any of our sales we're having, you can contact us directly by phone at 877-817-9829. And talk to Jay or Linda, depending on who picks up, and ask away, and we'll try to get you an answer. We have a live chat as well that pops up when you enter thepowermall.com, and you can use a chat box, or you can send us an email to the Power Mall directly at support@thepowermall.com. That helps. And, of course, we have a toll-free call-in number, 844-769-2944. And if you have a question or comment about today's broadcast but don't want to call in, either because you are afraid of talking to me, and I know you think, oh, yeah, but all those hundreds of thousands of people out there listening. Yeah, I know. I talk all the time to the hundreds of thousands of people out there listening, and everything's good. You just join into the conversation. That's all. It's no big deal. We like hearing your input, and if you have some, you're always welcome to call, but if you have questions or comments and you don't want to call in, you can text us at 877-817-9829 or email us at support@thepowerhour.com. We also have a Listen to the Power Hour by phone number. That is 631-359-8232. You might want to make a note of it. in case you wake up one day and find your shortwave isn't there and you want to listen by phone. Something else that I want to mention that we discussed, we had Rick Satellite on last Friday, and Rick Kaler informed us that he was going to give away a satellite unit, which is tuned to Global Star. And that's number one setting, according to what Rick said. And they're very easy to set up. The kit normally retails for $269. It's a one-time purchase. You never have to pay for a subscription or buy anything again. All of the broadcasting content is free. No subscription. Swear to God. So a lot of people, if shortwave goes away, a lot of people could take advantage of being able to dial just directly into Globalstar by using Rick Satellite. So we've given you until the 18th of next month. That's about 3 weeks away to send us a letter, P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or you can email us at support@thepowerhour.com for those of you who have internet. And maybe you or someone you know could use a satellite system. Well, one of our Power Hour listeners actually called Rick at Rick Satellite and bought a unit to give away. God bless you, our anonymous donor. And so in order to win this freebie, all you got to do is write a letter to us or send us an email at support@thepowerhour.com and let us know why you think you deserve the free unit. And Rick Kaler will pick the best of those on April 18th. We'll have him back on the show. And he will read the name and announce the name of the person that he deems to have the best response. I mean, look at a $269 letter or email that you would send in. I mean, email obviously is the easiest way to do it if you want us to get it quick. But we do need your responses. And if you want to put in the subject line, Rick's satellite giveaway, that will tell us that it's a response to what we're asking for. So if you want a free satellite dish with the receiver and the coax cable and everything else that you need, instructions on how to hook it up, and you get dozens of channels and video too. You can hook it up to your TV and you don't have to worry about Big Brother or Uncle Sam or the CIA or the NSA or anybody else monitoring what you're listening to or watching because you're not connected to the internet. The only way they're going to know what you're listening or watching is if you connect your unit to the internet. Now, is it possible to do it? Sure. But we don't recommend it. And that's how you avoid, you know, you get the information and avoid Big Brother snooping. And of course, you have the opportunity to make a donation. We have a Give, Send, Go account. Or you can call the Power Mall directly, 877-817-9829. But see, the best way to get perks is to call the Power Mall and order products or go to thepowerhour.com and click on the Partners tab. And you will see all the affiliates that we have, Heaven's Harvest, Lion Energy, OptiVita Hemp Products, the Grow Network, James McCanny Water Filters, of which I have not only the filter, the purifier, but the sterilizer as well. MyPillow, have them here in the house. Relax Far Infrared Saunas, Butterfly Essential Oils. So all you got to do, go to thepowerhour.com, click on the Partners tab, and by shopping with the partners, you're helping to keep the Power Hour on the air. We're also on social media as well if you want to jump in and respond on social media at Power Hour Nation. So there you have it. We have the forum too, by the way. Since spring is gardening season, we're starting to plant stuff now. And you can participate in our forum simply by clicking on the community tab at thepowerhour.com. And you can share your thoughts and chat with other listeners about show topics, news, and more. And you can share your gardening photos and tips and tricks to make a better garden for everybody, because that's what it's all about. You used to have Victory Gardens a long time ago, and now the news media is starting to take an active interest in all the garbage that contaminates the vegetables you buy in the grocery store. And now the thought process is kicking in the mainstream media that maybe we need to start growing our own vegetables. So like many of our partners, if you are a small business and you want to advertise on the Power Hour, we want to help you grow your business, and you can contact us directly at support@thepowerhour.com. In the 8 o'clock hour, Dr. Paul Heider is going to be joining us, talking about health and wellness, helping people discover their greatness and God within, and success and peace, and four laws of eternal joy. Not being depressed is simple. What about creating joy? And of course, he's going to be talking. He's a master herbalist, over 33 years, helping thousands of people reverse and put into remission all their health challenges. Be an interesting call if you got questions. You know, it's really funny. You're on a public transportation or train or whatever. You sit next to somebody and you start talking to them, and you ask them how they're doing, and then they open up and they tell you all their health issues. You ever, well, I got bunions. Yeah, you ever had that happen? Well, you get to get on the phone and you get to call in and talk to Dr. Heider. Maybe he's got some solutions here for you. All of his books, by the way, are on Amazon.com. I know, you know, don't send me there. They're woke. I know, but that's where they're at. 11 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central, and we start world news now. A deadly fire has engulfed a migrant processing center at Ciudad Juarez on the U.S.-Mexico border early this morning. Local reports saying at least 37 people are dead in the blaze, dozens more left injured. Two local government rescue sources told Reuters, of course, the death toll, which is expected to grow throughout the day. This is a U.S.-Mexico border migrant facility in Ciudad Juarez, right across the border from El Paso, as a matter of fact. Now, here's an interesting organization that was started in the estate of David Rockefeller by a bunch of Masons called the Club of Rome. Ever heard of them? Well, they now have come out with a new study. There is no population bomb on the horizon. And, of course, they published their report yesterday and stated the world population is approaching its peak and is going to start declining swiftly after the middle of the 21st century, averting the population bomb. Oh, we're all saved. Yeah, you know, this is the thing. The population bomb came from Dr. Paul Ehrlich. Remember that? Yeah, his little fanciful book. I have a copy, you know. Touched off a worldwide overpopulation panic, presenting grim scenarios of imminent mass starvation and resource shortages that didn't come to pass. Well, we know better. Here's a big problem with everything that they said. We have food shortages, but they were intentionally created. We have energy crises that were intentionally created. And not only that, they're wondering about the Club of Rome and the CIA depopulation program at Fauci's Fort Detrick, Maryland. You know, the bioweapons labs there where the AIDS virus was created. They call it the bovine Vizsna virus. You can look it up. Vizsna, V-I-S-N-A, meaning sheep, cow and a sheep, bovine. Yep. Cultured the two together and came up with bibbity-bobbity-boo. Right. And so here's the thing. When your research, according to this article that's going to be on your email blast that we're going to be sending out, if you subscribe, when the research takes you in circles, you go back to the beginning. In the beginning, there was the Depopulation Club of Rome. You see? Oh, we don't need to depopulate. The heck you don't. This is what you've always been striving for, you liars. You're Masons. We know how this works. Your mandate was to pave the way for the New World Order's Great Reset, and it all started with the idea of using gain-of-function experiments to develop the ultimate bioweapon that would attack the body's own immune system and cause it to implode on itself. And that's where the story begins. Yeah. You see, so we've got all these labs in Ukraine. We got Fort Detrick. We got Fauci, the NIAID. And Congress now wants to sit there and split up the NIH into three separate. Oh, God. It's still deep state, for crying out loud. What is wrong with you people? Well, it's our Congress. Best Congress money can buy. Well, here's the thing. When you got a bioweapon floating around in the ozone, and you can use the mainstream media, according to what, you know, we understand the CIA was all behind that. And, you know, their sources through the Tavistock Institute and whatnot, they're programming everybody and telling all the mainstream media what to say. And let's lock everybody down and scare the hell out of them and make them all wipe off their shoes and their clothes and their groceries. And, oh, God, you can't go to Thanksgiving dinner because you'll contaminate grandma. And you have to wear a mask. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. You're wearing a mask. Why do I need to wear one? You're wearing the mask to protect me from you. So what are you worried about? I don't need to wear a mask because you already have one on. You're the stupid one here. If you knew anything about masks, you knew that you were breathing in titanium oxide particles. I guess that doesn't matter. You can always tell who the woke ones are because they're the ones that are wearing the masks. And the ones that are wearing them while they're driving, we call them COVIDiots. And see, because if they all of a sudden can't breathe very well and they suffer from hypoxia, they pass out at the wheel, next thing they have a COVAccident. Well, it turns out that Ebola likely leaked from a lab as well. And if you believe that, I really believe it. I mean, it killed in West Africa 11,323 people. Count them right down to the penny. It's the largest and deadliest Ebola outbreak in history. And the thing is, they're trying to tell you in a published paper, to always the experts, X is a has-been, spurt is a drip under pressure, always trying to tell you it was traced back to a two-year-old boy in Meliandu, Guinea. Supposedly the boy had come in contact with an infected fruit bat in a hollowed-out tree. How does a two-year-old boy who can hardly walk and climb and do any of that stuff get in a tussle with a fruit bat? No. No Ebola virus was ever detected in any of the bat samples collected from the area. So that means that the report that was put out by Fabian Leendertz, a renowned virus hunter with the Robert Koch Institute in Germany, was a liar. And he was working with the World Health Organization. What does that tell you? And he was pandering the same evidence he did during COVID-19, that it was from a zoonotic origin. Which the bat and the pangolin? Yeah. Decided to get together and make a new virus. Yeah, right. This is what they try to pull. This is the nonsense. And they expect everybody to believe it. Remember when AIDS broke out? It's a green monkey virus. It's only a homosexual disease. Man, they started everything. Oh, yeah, the prostitutes went out in the woods and screwed the monkeys and then brought it up. No. Didn't happen like that. HIV did not happen like that. That was created at Fort Detrick, Maryland. Don't let anybody tell you different. Dr. Robert Strecker and his brother Ted and a congressman from Illinois, Huff, were going to go public with it. All of a sudden, the congressman just died of a drug overdose. The guy never did drugs. Ted Strecker was found in Springfield, Missouri, in his apartment with a gunshot wound to the head. Worst case of suicide we ever saw. Yeah, when they want to shut you up, boy, they can send a message, can't they? That's when we found out that HIV was a recombinant virus, meaning that it can reproduce itself 655 trillion times. Now, I guess the logical question is, if this can reproduce itself 655 trillion times, and how many variants have we already experienced now? What, four or five? And we have... Let's see, subtract four or five from 655 trillion. You really think we got to sit there and buy into this garbage? You really think we have to do that? They're fear-mongering, folks. But how many people out there not only bought into this garbage, but actually went out and got, see, the virus itself, COVID itself, was just the precursor. See, this is what's driving. You got the fear. Remember we were talking about the Hegelian dialectic and about how they're driving the fear? Well, they drive the fear into your home. They lock you down, scare the hell out of you on mainstream media TV. And then all of a sudden, we have a solution. The solution is the jab. And what is the jab? Come to find out, it's the bioweapon. It's the real deal. It's when they stick it to you. And see, a lot of people say it's the mark of the beast. I'm not buying that. Not buying it. No. This is an actual computer chip that we have yet to determine. Now, we know that there's graphene oxide in the mRNA jabs and that it's capable of doing a lot of damage to the human system. But what we don't know is its ability to communicate other than to vibrate when activated by 5 or 6G. We don't know, you know, if EMF activates it and causes issues. You remember the Kingsman Secret Service, you know, when Samuel L. Jackson, the evil guy, goes out there and everybody's got a free cell phone and it causes them to link with, you know, and turn everybody all crazy and they're beating each other up. And when you hit the terminate button, everybody's head blows off. Yeah. It's amazing how Hollywood comes out with this stuff before. Yeah. Before they actually bait you with the real thing. We've seen videos out there of a Vietnamese woman in a salon. All of a sudden, she gets a phone call. Her phone goes off, and all of a sudden, she starts convulsing and falls on the floor dead. Gee, what caused that? So you see, there's a rhyme and a reason why they're doing it, and this is one of the reasons the Club of Rome is saying, oh, we don't have to worry about, see, no, we don't have to worry about population bomb anymore because we're depopulating. And see, since all these people got the jab, and now people that, you know, are starting to have all these adverse events happen to them. Of course, now their experts are all studying that too. And they're not going to be able to come out with anything believable. Well, here's the list of 31 that we know so far. Oh, there's going to be some new ones out there because, see, everybody's system reacts differently. Some of you are going to get Bell's palsy. Some of you are going to get Guillain-Barré syndrome. Some of you are going to get gut pains, the blood-brain barrier. Some of you are going to have, a lot of you are going to have prion diseases. Those are neurological disorders, Parkinson's. You'll start talking like Kate Hepburn in her elder years. Well, thank you so very much for coming. Yeah, you're going to sound like that. When are you going to, if you got the jab and you start talking like this, when are you going to finally admit, I think it was the vaccine? See, you bought into it. You see, because you did not make God number one in your life, and you let the commie pigs in Washington tell you what to do and made them your savior, and you bought into everything and let them scare you. Hey, you're not alone. I mean, look at all the hospitals that have Christian names, like Houston Methodist or Baptist Memorial or whatever. Look how many people they murdered. Look how many nurses they forced to get the jab. Houston Methodist actually lost a greater portion of their employee base and was in trouble for a while. Till they decided, well, maybe we're a little hasty. And yeah, maybe you were. You call yourself Christian? Really? I got a bone to pick with the board of directors. I'm hearing stories about what's going on in Sarasota Memorial Hospital. Every time they want to have a board meeting, they fill the whole place with doctors and all their familiars. It's what we call people who are related. They fill up all the seats so that nobody can come in and sit and get up and speak and protest about what they're doing to people in there with these COVID protocols. You see, this is how they rig the game. This is how, when they have town hall meetings, they get stooges to sit in the audience and clap every time the Democrat candidate says something insightful. Well, over in Slovenia, this tractor protest seems to have caught wind from what the Dutch farmers were doing. 5,000 Slovenian farmers are now rallying against the EU's green agenda. They don't want it. They took to the country streets over the weekend in order to protest various green agenda policies that were in place in Slovenia. Now, of course, here in America, now we have, it's really funny that Tucker Carlson came out with a story about arming trans and gay people because their lives are in danger. Now here we have a Nashville school shooting. We have a trans person, female to male, Audrey Elizabeth Hale, 28 years old, who went in and killed three adults and three kids before being shot to death by police. Notice we didn't have another Uvalde. Now, as soon as they found out about it, yeah. Female mass shooters are very rare, but a 2011 study of 133 women who went through Sweden's masculinization treatment showed that female to males had higher crime rates than female controls, did not differ from male controls, and indicates sex reassignment surgery is coupled to increased crime rate in female to males. Same was true regarding violent crime. The Nashville killer also left a manifesto, which they haven't released yet. But how did Biden respond? Well, he starts joking about ice cream before bringing it up. And then what did he do? Politicized it. Well, we need more gun control. Really? Even Chris Christie blasted Biden. He said to say he misunderstood the moment would be an understatement. You know, the president is watching. You'd hope before he comes down there, the awful scenes from the shooting and reactions of family members and friends of people in that school, and to be coming down joking about the fact that he's Jill Biden's husband and looking for chocolate chip ice cream is hardly the way to start it. What a jerk. Of course, we all knew that. Yeah, it's not uncommon what's happening. This is the second time a transgender has opened fire in a school. Thought you'd know. The Daily Caller, by the way, has released a video of the Nashville shooter holding what looks to be an assault rifle. Could be an AR-15, could be an AK-47. More than likely, it was an AK. They're easier to get and cheaper. And apparently there were routes mapped out within the school, supposedly a former student. God, this sounds like an awful lot like Marjorie Stoneman. Former student comes in and Nicholas Cruz, you know, narrowly avoided the death penalty. Boy, they'd have been doing us all a favor to juice that kid. Of course, now, you know, you have to wonder about the parents, too, and what kind of garbage they put in his head and the fact that they made a firearm accessible. Makes you wonder. Wonder about all this stuff, huh? What are the parents doing to fix things? We're at the break now, here at the bottom of the hour, 28 minutes after the hour, here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. We're going to come back on the other side of the break here and talk about a congressman who's sounding the alarm over the VA buying drugs from China. Oh, wonderful. We'll be back. That and more news after this.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. And I just don't know how you have a 28-year-old girl turned guy. What looks like what could be a revenge killing could be, you know, there were people that were targeted. You got three adults and six, you know, three kids, all killed, fatally wounded. And the shooter apparently came equipped. We're hearing that some of the weapons in her possession, or his possession, or whatever you want to call it, were purloined. That's what we're hearing back channel reports about. That means they were stolen. And how you have a revenge killing, you know, when you're 28 years old and you go to a Christian school. I mean, some of this doesn't make any sense. We're just reaching out and saying a little prayer, if you would, to yourself for healing. And this is going to be a real serious thing every time this happens. But of course, a long time ago when Jonesboro happened, remember that story I told you about when I was working for KLBJ in Austin? And they made fun of me because I said, you know, we need to stop glamorizing the school shooting stuff because there's going to be copycats if we play this up. And yeah, you don't know what you're talking about, Krieger. And next thing you know, we had Columbine. And it was worse than Jonesboro. So, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not a prophet. It just it would appear common sense. These people want gratification somehow, even if they get it posthumously, even if they get death by cop. And that seems to be what the shooter, what her intentions were. It was a her turned to him. It's still a her inside. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say. It looks like a revenge killing. It's kind of senseless to me, but now you've got what we were talking about before the break, what I was alluding to here about the VA and what they're doing. Greg Murphy from North Carolina is a Republican congressman, got into a conversation with VA Secretary Dennis McDonough during a House Committee on Veterans Affairs hearing and pressed the secretary on an issue which the congressman called an absolute danger to the U.S. Murphy is a physician, and he was referring to a decision the VA made and the policy it adopted back in 16 to purchase drugs that include active ingredients that come from China, which are then prescribed and given to veterans. He, of course, didn't understand that policy. So, yeah. Murphy, by the way, his district includes Camp Lejeune Marine Corps Base, Cherry Point Marine Corps Air Station, and Coast Guard Base Elizabeth City. This is all over Biden's proposed budget for the VA for 24 and 25. Huh. The House, by the way, like, this is going to do any good. Remember what I said about lame duck and the shift show? Well, they overwhelmingly passed a bill, this is the House now, to punish communist China for its forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience. This would be like the Uyghurs and the Falun Gong, marking the first non-symbolic legislative measure in the U.S. to counter the atrocity. Like, that's going to stop. And the principal sponsor of the bill, Chris Smith, Republican in New Jersey, called attention to the penalties in the bill for those found to be involved in forced organ harvesting, a civil penalty of up to $250,000 and a criminal penalty of up to $1,020,000 in prison. Like, you are going to be able to enforce that? Maybe over here, but not over there. Good luck with that, guys. Man, what are these people doing? Now, our tax dollars, this is how we're spending our tax dollars. And now Elizabeth Warren, oh, you know, the one that says she's part Cherokee or whatever Native American culture she says she's from. It's amazing what politicians will say just to get accepted, huh? She is going to seek a third term in the Senate in 24. Oh, God. And Representative Sheila Jackson Lee has decided she don't want to be a congressman anymore. She could never get anything done. All she did was sit there and rant and rave and bitch about every little thing. And, you know, you talk about racism. Now she wants to run for mayor of Houston. God, say a prayer for those people in Houston if she gets elected. People, you got to rise up and vote her. Don't vote her in. You do this, you'll have, and I predict, if Sheila Jackson Lee becomes mayor of Houston, Houston is going to turn into Chicago. And you are going to see crime worse than it ever has been because she'll sit on her butt and do nothing and sit there and, oh, that was racist. That was racist. Yeah, you can't do that. That's racist. We need to get rid of all the white cops. You watch. You watch what happens. See, when they point one finger at you, they're pointing four back at them. So she calls you a racist. We're trying to walk in love, and what's she doing? Spewing hate. And where did she announce that she was going to run for mayor of Houston? At a church event on Sunday. Oh, wow. Did you get the blessings from the minister? Was it an AME church? What was it? I guarantee you it wasn't like Cornerstone. I guarantee it wasn't any place like that. Now you had to make a point. You had to go to the downtown inner city. I'll bet you when you start, oh, the City Cathedral Church. Yeah. City Cathedral, downtown. What you talking about, Willis? Yeah. Nope. God help you people in Houston if that happens. Wow. It's politics, but hey, look what Lori Lightweight did to Chicago. Idaho Governor Brad Little, in the meantime, has signed legislation that will ban boys who identify as girls from using girls' restrooms in public schools. Gee, I wonder how that's going to work out when the boy comes cross-dressed. And he's got to go into the men's restroom and lock himself in the stall to keep from getting beat up. I just think that this whole thing just adds to the equation. it gets other students upset. And the macho guys who have all these closet dreams about stuff, you know, get all huffy and puffy and want to beat up trans people. Which is why all the liberals are saying it's okay for trans people to arm themselves. Well, you see where that got you. So if you are biologically a male, whether you're wearing a skirt or not, like the character did in Loudoun County, Virginia, you are going to use the bathrooms that correspond with your sex. If you have male parts, you're going to the boys' restroom. End of story. You know, it's really sad that the governor has to sign legislation to dictate morality. They just did a poll. A percentage of Americans who say patriotism, religious faith, family, and other traditional American values are very important is on the decline. According to a Wall Street Journal NORC poll, support for every traditional American value included the poll. In that poll, it receded since 1998. Besides money, money has grown in importance. Everybody got to have it. Yep, the data shows young people and Democrats tend not to highly rank traditional American values as older adults and Republicans do. You see, they're all about family. Democrats and young people are all about the individual self. Yeah, they're the ones that are all professing Marxist behaviors. One can only assume. Craig in Michigan, you're on the phone. What's going on, sir? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. This doesn't occur. I don't know. I'm listening to the news about this shooter, okay?
Yep.
And I've heard that it was a guy transitioned to a woman transitioned to a man. There was two handguns and a rifle, two rifles and a handgun. It's so disjointed. And then who's this clown you're talking about that wants the transgenders to carry weapons?
Oh, that was brought up on Tucker Carlson the other night. Apparently there's some, Democratic legislators out there that think that it's more important that trans people should be armed so they can defend themselves.
Okay, so now follow this. I consider that a mental illness. Who wants mentally ill people? Known mentally ill people,
you know,
proven
what?
By their
Red
actions,
flag.
Walking around with weapons.
Way to go, Craig. Way to go. We're talking about the red flag law. Now we have something we can pin the tail on the donkey with. Hey, they got a mental problem. They have a gender dysphoria. They can't possess a firearm. Oh, that could work for us, and it could work against us.
It's beyond common sense. It's like, you know, before 1972, homosexuality was considered a mental illness.
Yeah,
and
that's
then all
true,
the psychiatrists got together and they voted that it wasn't a mental. They do this. That's where you get the DSM from. What's a mental illness and what isn't a mental illness? Okay.
Yep.
And then once they can declare it to be a mental illness, they can jump on the insurance bandwagon, treat somebody for this non-existent disease. The pharmaceutical companies make a fortune off of it because these people are all meted out. It's a racket. The whole thing's a racket.
Well, agreed. And see, not only that, but now that they're sitting there grooming people in schools, grooming kids in schools and saying, well, are you sure you don't have a gender identity problem? You know, I mean, they're literally turning our kids into nutcases.
Well, yeah, the whole society is being based on trauma-based mind control.
That would make sense.
Everybody's generally dysphoric with everything. It's and they're under so much pressure.
Wow.
And
yeah, I'm a coffeeholic, Craig.
No, yeah, I am too. I might as well eat.
Oh man, you know what? I love the thought process going on here this morning. You see, because we have the smartest people listening to this show. Because see, I don't even have to say it; they already got it figured out. You're right about that. It is confusing because it's all the media reports and the media is jumping all over this because they want to point fingers at somebody and blame somebody for this, whether it's a revenge killing, whether it's a death by cop or whatever in the hell happened over there at that Christian school. You know, the fact of the matter is it happened, and that's a bad thing because somebody was allowed to access firearms and then go exact revenge, including coming up with a manifesto. I really hope that they read it because all the other trans people out there need to hear what that manifesto is, and the courts and the system needs to digest what this is and figure out if this manifesto is really that disjointed, because if it is, then this person that actually committed the violence did in fact have a mental problem. And so you don't know.
The transitioning, you would have to get some kind of a psychological or psychiatric evaluation just before you got the transition, period.
Yep.
That's just, you know, who's to say that they weren't groomed into doing that by some psychiatrist?
You're right. And see, because, or doctors, or any of the people involved in the transitioning.
Yeah,
because they're doing it to our kids now. But here's the thing. How do we know who was directly involved? Because they killed her or him or whoever
it was.
How do we know? I always reserve it for Nancy Pelosi. That's my definition. My pronoun for Nancy Pelosi is it.
Yeah.
I'd have a laugh this morning, I'm telling you.
Anyway, something to think about. You have a good day, sir.
You too, Craig. Thanks so much. Patrice in Ohio, how are you? Good morning.
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing fabulous, man. We're just making, you know, we're not making light of the assassinations that occurred on the Christian school in Nashville. But, you know, Craig brought up an interesting point, and I know I can see how corrupt our school systems are getting. And here's the thing. I just think if the parents could get a handle on this a little bit, just start paying more attention to what's going on instead of, you know, worrying about your job. You know, I have a career. To hell with the kids. The kids go to school. The school's a babysitter. Well, and yeah, you see what the schools are doing to our kids. And then the hospitals are making a killing with transition surgeries. And the kids are just like being led like sheep to the slaughter. And now look. Now you got this.
I think it was a false flag myself.
All right, in what regard? Three
9-year olds upside down are sixes, and then the three adults are all in their 60s.
Okay. All right, now come on.
I don't trust anything.
Patrice, come on. All right. Time out, Patrice. It's a false flag attack. False flag attack. Now, all Biden did was shove an ice cream cone. Look at her chocolate chip ice cream. I mean, what a douche. I gotta figure out.
Dave. That's your dead giveaway. That's your dead giveaway. His response.
Yeah.
His response.
Yeah. Oh, look at all these people just got killed.
Now I'm going to get on ice cream cone.
All right, go ahead.
So, you know, we always have to regroup after you have these guests.
Oh,
like
Senator
Ted from yesterday.
Oh, yes.
So, a whole bunch of lip service going on there, in my opinion. But I picked up on something. You notice how they all say, well, in 2024.
Yeah.
What the hey, dude? What you doing today? You're doing nothing today. You're always kicking the can down the road. Oh,
yeah.
They're doing nothing today.
Bingo.
It's ridiculous. It's like they're just shuffling paperwork, and they can't even do that.
Don't forget, Patrice.
He's clueless because they're going. They're the problem.
They're holding hearings. They're holding hearings. They're holding hearings.
Yeah,
we're doing something.
A whole bunch of nothing.
Yeah, thank you.
A whole bunch of nothing.
You're right.
A whole bunch of nothing that we're all paying for.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, I was on the phone yesterday with the IRS for over 6 hours.
Uh-oh.
Because they hung up on me twice. I had to wait like an hour and a half each time.
They hung up on you.
The other people. No. It's like, no. So And the first two people I had to deal with were idiots. You know, they were just idiots. However, the third one, I literally waited an hour and a half, and it was like 6:30 my time. I finally got in. I got this super sweet girl out of Colorado. She couldn't be, she was just a doll. She looked everything up. She agreed. She told me that, you know, we only learn about things really from you all with the feedback, and that really helps us, and they don't really tell us much, and they're updating the website and this and that. She even found me a credit.
Yeah, and amazing.
My tax bill, because I'm such a good law-abiding citizen.
I know.
Payment is so well, I got a freaking discount of like $200.
Wow.
No kidding.
Did they record the call?
Oh, I don't know if they do or not. But
no, I bet you they do.
No, it doesn't matter. It's documented.
Yeah.
I got to.
Yeah, okay.
No, but they, you know.
Well, good for you.
But, yeah, but no, very nice. She was very nice. So 33% are good human beings. Forget the other 60,
yep,
whatever percent.
I 67. Get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
but,
good luck. I'm glad you had a positive outcome with the IRS. Most of us don't, but appreciate your call. Turning to the great state of Who's Your Daddy? Hi, Darlene. How are you?
Oh, good. How about you guys?
I'm
this
doing
school
great.
Shooting, or, you know, this Christian school shooting, because Tennessee passed legislation against the trans game, you know?
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
Right. That plays into
very
this.
Very suspicious. You got a 10 a.m. start time, you know, because we wouldn't want to do things off hours. and you got, like, the 10th plague, which is the Passover, the firstborn. I think that's all related. It was at 33 Burton, you know, because 33 is one of their big numbers. Burton Hill Boulevard is the address of the place.
Wow.
You take 200 students and you divide 3 into that, and you get 66.6. And what else? Let's see.
Well, you're just, everybody's up playing the numbers game this morning.
Well,
you're running the numbers.
That's what tells me who it is and who it isn't, you know?
Right.
Because they always put their mark on it. And I say, this is a CIA program game. This is supposedly also the third trans to do this.
Right.
So everything's threes, which is one of their numbers.
I got it. All right.
So it's just my suggestion that I would imagine. Because, you know, it's just like Cooper's book said. It's them.
I love it. I love it. I appreciate it, Darlene. Thank you. Always happens.
The only other thing I want to tell you is it's spring. And if you want to kill grass, put a tarp down. If you got a garden, you know, not a big garden or whatever you want to do, however you want to get it, put a tarp down, because after the equinox, you can kill grass with a tarp, but before it, you can't.
Oh, interesting to know.
In
well, thanks for the tip. Yes.
It won't grow, but you'll be able to get some dandelions and stuff like that out of your grass.
Well, there you go. We love that.
All right.
Thanks. Thanks for the tip, Darlene. Debbie in Indiana. Yep, we're staying in Indiana here in the Hoosier State. What's going on?
Good morning, Dave and everybody. Hey, I have a live testimony on the sugar to fiber.
Ah, go ahead. Let me hear it.
Okay, Saturday I made meatloaf, and I didn't get the sugar to fiber till Saturday night. But I didn't eat that much meatloaf. I didn't eat any potatoes, and my blood was 130. Well, Sunday I ate a little bit more meatloaf. I ate some potatoes and green beans, and my blood was 104.
Wow. After you took sugar to fiber?
Yes.
Wow. Good for you. That's a great testimonial.
And I don't know what it was yesterday, because Mike was home. Sometimes I can get my blood. Sometimes I can't. And just one more thing. People are like M&Ms. Get the plain everyday people, and the rest of them are just nuts.
There you go. appreciate that. Yeah, of course, you know, they get always get in trouble because they eat all the W's. Oh, wait a minute. That was not a blonde joke. I just said Brady in Las Vegas. You got about a minute, less than a minute. Go.
Yeah, right on, Dave. I want to bring up that shooter, the he to she, I call him. And how are they getting into the school system just to start with? Just like our borders here, they're wide open. Most people can just walk through the front doors of any of these public school systems.
Yeah, apparently she right shot in. Open. She shot open a door. Is what we're hearing.
Oh, okay.
That's
where was
heard.
It? Wasn't there any teacher in the whole school system? Anybody in that? Any adult in that school with a handgun?
Nope. There was no resource officer in the school. There wasn't any resource officer in the school. We are at the break. This is what's happening. All the news is unfolding. We'll let you know as soon as we hear more. I'm sure that tomorrow they'll have more news about it. They like to keep that right in your face. Anyway, Dr. Paul Heider joins us allegedly at the top of the hour. See if we can ring him up and get some health questions answered for you after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.